Jesus had died on the cross. His body had been placed in a cave, and a large stone had been rolled in front of the tomb. His friends were frightened and sad. They did not know what to do. Jesus was dead. Very early on Sunday morning, just as the sun was coming up, some of the women went to the garden tomb together. They carried the spices they had prepared to place on Jesus' body. As they got closer to the garden, they wondered how they would get into the tomb. "Who will roll away the stone for us?" they asked each other. "It is so heavy." When they got there, they saw that the stone had already been moved away, and the entrance to the cave was open. Slowly, they peeked inside the tomb, but Jesus' body was not there. "Where is Jesus?" they whispered to each other. "What does this mean?" Suddenly, two men were standing beside them. The men wore dazzling clothes that shone brightly in the darkness of the cave. The women were terribly afraid and fell to the floor in terror. "Why do you look for Jesus among the dead?" one of the men asked. "Jesus is not here. He has been raised from the dead." The women were so surprised. They didn't know what to do. They looked at the empty tomb and looked at each other. Then they remembered that Jesus had said that he would be killed on a cross and rise on the third day. The three women ran all the way home to tell Jesus' friends. The disciples didn't believe the women. How could it be true? Peter ran to the tomb. When he looked inside, he only saw a linen cloth. There was no body. "The tomb is empty! Jesus' body is gone!" he exclaimed. Peter was amazed. He returned home wondering what had happened.